Andrew, how valuable is a day like today for Brett Hundley?
You know, anytime you get an opportunity to work with the, the first unit, it's certainly helpful. Those are valuable reps, and for him to get that experience, and to get a good, preview of what we anticipate, how they line up and play, it's certainly a good day.
What did you think of the way Jason Spriggs handled an opportunity to get a full game there under his belt at guard?
He did a good job. I mean, it wasn't always picture perfect, but he did a really good job. Overall, it's about the results, and he got the job done. You go back and you look at the tape, and you see the effort. We can clean up some of the fundamentals and technique errors, but one thing that stood out was his effort. Every single time you see him covering the football, helping, picking up, being a good teammate, picking the back up off the ground, little things like that. I mean, it really showed up on the tape.
Any struggles that he might have are just purely weight-based, that he just isn't a 335-pound guard?
Well, I think you use what you have to your advantage, and I think he clearly, and we all understand his strengths, and you play to that.
Hecker, Mike said something yesterday that I thought was interesting, that he wasn't, I'm not sure I understood him correctly, but something to the effect of that he's not part of a lot of the game planning stuff directly because it messes him up as a play caller. And I'm just wondering, I know you're not going to give anything schematic away, but when you and the rest of the coaches get together, is that one of the areas where you get to do a lot? Because I know sometimes from the outside looking in, people aren't clear on all the work you do.
Really can't comment on that as far as, Coach Mike's comment, in saying that, obviously, anytime we're in a game plan situation, everyone is involved in those decisions. And it's a group effort. We all watch the tape. We all have input in every situation.